You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and if you think I'm hot, wait till you hear Sandy Abbott. She is the Cafecito queen of constant contact marketing. Sandy, welcome back to the show. Sandy, you're on.
I'm sorry.
That means you talk into the microphone.
I'm sorry. I was looking at my phone. I have my mobile phone with me, and I was kind of, you know, caught up doing emails and social.
Well, that's what everybody's busy doing. How does somebody break through the clutter on that?
Well, let me tell you, people look at their phone 200 times a day.
Including when they're in traffic in front of me.
And when they're on the show, too.
You're so cute.
But no, seriously, mobile phones are an extension of ourselves. It's something that many of us are addicted to. And as much as we are on it, do we really think about how it impacts our business? So that's what I want to talk to you about today, how mobile marketing is impacting your business.
You know, I was talking to Johnny, Social Media 305, cheap plug, who runs my social, and we were talking about modifying the website so it was better on mobile media, which I think people use a lot more than what's sitting in front of their desktop usually, right?
Well, it's called web responsive. You want your website to navigate differently on a phone, because if it navigates the way it does on a website, people aren't going to look at it. You don't have the time to scroll back and forth. So if you make it web responsive, it acts like a app.
Yeah, I mean, I said to Johnny, I need an app. He says, no, you don't. You need to be better on a phone. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, ask Sandy.
Yes, you want to make sure that your website is web responsive. And if you're working with a top-of-the-line web designer, or even just on WordPress, if you're using the latest themes, a lot of them are web responsive now. And if not, you ought to look into that.
Yeah, I am, and Johnny's just being short on me a little bit, but we're really going to goose up the web page, but we're going to goose up my email marketing. Let's talk about that in a couple of minutes, because you're hosting an event soon. Tell me a little bit about the event.
Well, it's all about mobile marketing. It's how mobile impacts your business and your marketing. So we're going to talk about web responsive. We're going to talk about how to tweak your emails to get the best response. And I've got some scary statistics about mobile marketing. Scary if you're not doing it right, and really exciting if you are taking advantage of it, because you can get more business and more traffic just by being mobile friendly.
You know, I love being mobile friendly, especially when I'm like on like today when I was at the ULI event. I'm on the boat trip. It's 10:05 and they all go, Jim, we just got your email. It was great. It felt like a star. Thank you very much, Sandy.
Well, I actually have clients that time their email send to when they're actually having a meeting. So they can say, look at your phone now, and you can see the email. Rather than telling people, okay, turn your cell phones off, which they still do at church, and I do turn my cell phone off for church. But
you mean that people like do their phone when God's talking to them there?
Actually, you know what? Now I have a mobile app I can use to look at the Bible and everything. But anyways, we're digressing. The whole thing is that...
God bless you, Sandy.
I'm telling you, I don't even use paper anymore. It's so sad. But anyhow, if you are using mobile right, like you're saying, you're at a meeting, people can actually access your email and react to it on the spot. So I have one client that says, look at your phone. Emails just came in. Sign up for the next event, or pay for your membership, or donate now. So you could actually coordinate your marketing, making sure that it makes mobile work for you.
You know, it really makes sense to do that, because it just pops the energy in the room or the meeting. It pumps me up when people are doing that, because I see that the things that I put such effort in are really benefiting me.
Well, you said something right before the show started that is the real reason I got back on the phone. You told me I posted something on Facebook, check it out, right?
Yes.
So that's the other thing. You can send an email.
The Vine video.
Exactly. You can send an email, or you can post something and tell people, hey, I just posted something for you guys to look. Look at your phone.
Everybody look at the Facebook page. The tease today was just absolutely awesome. I should be on TV. Why am I not on TV? Make a note to self. TV. Sandy, keep going.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about mobile from the point of view of timing. People are looking at your emails and looking at your posts differently than before. It's not just on the desktop in the morning. They're looking at it 24/7, even in traffic, even when they're behind you or in front of you.
Yeah, I know, and next to me, which is what really scares me. But one of the good things is the CCIM guys were heading over to Naples for a meeting last week, and they played the show on Bluetooth while they were heading to Naples on like a Friday when the show's just on, you know, like in the internet, in the cloud, I guess is where it was. It was really cool. And they did not have an accident. That was not them shutting down the 75. That was not them.
So we talked about timing a little bit, and here's another thing. You want to make sure that what you are posting and sending via email is mobile-friendly. Now, you know that social is already mobile-friendly. They're ahead of the game, and Facebook especially is all over mobile. So how can you make your emails mobile-friendly? Okay, 50% of emails are opened on the phone. So that's a big impact.
Oh, yeah.
So think about it. When you look at emails, what kind of emails that you see on the phone do you react with, or do you
I hate them out? If I cannot read them on my phone clearly, goodbye.
There you go.
And half the time they don't get past the tagline to me.
Well, it used to be when I back years ago when we started email marketing, you wanted like a 10-point size because that looked aesthetically pleasing. People are looking at it on the desktop, they have ginormous monitors. Now you want to have at least 12 or 14 for regular type. And then you want to have at least 18 to 24, maybe even 36 for headlines, subheads, things like that. Keep your copy short because people don't have the attention span.
Is my copy short enough on the flyer? It's a little long, isn't it?
We're going to talk about that a little bit.
Not on this show. We only have a couple of minutes left.
Not on the show. But actually, we're going to be redoing your template to make it more mobile friendly. So one of the things I'm going to do is...
Awesome.
I am going to get rid of the sidebar. We're going to move things so that we have one column. It makes it easier because
still put the people on there,
right?
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay, good.
We're definitely going to have that.
I'm proud of our sponsors who are on that sidebar.
Well, they're actually going to have more spotlight the way that we're doing them.
Oh, excellent. I hope my sponsors are listening to that.
I am totally sensitive to sponsors. They're what makes the world go round. So we'll make sure that we treat them right. But we're going to go to one column. We're going to increase your point size a little bit. And we're going to look at the copy, shortening it a little bit. Now, if you're doing sales with mobile, you definitely want to have a strong call to action, very easy.
And be able to buy with a finger pump.
Absolutely. You want to think that you're talking to somebody who has ADD because, quite frankly, we all have ADD now.
What are you talking about? What are we talking about next, John?
No, we have a short attention span because of all the stuff that we get. They say that we have the attention span of a goldfish, which is about 8 seconds.
Well, that's why Vine is 9.
Well, there you go.
All right, then. I don't use any big video pump anymore. I use that Vine. Wanda and I do the Vine. Hey, this is about that. And we have to do it over and over again because, you know me, I always got that mouth going.
Well, you talk fast, so you could probably get a lot in 9 seconds.
Well, it's slow when I get here, but it speeds up when I get that radio thing going on.
So there you go. So strong call to action.
That means that we have 1 minute.
Okay.
You cutie pie. You
were giving me the finger. I didn't know what that meant.
Hey, usually it's Darren giving me the finger.
So big point size, to the point, short copy. You're talking to a goldfish. 8 seconds you have to get their attention. That's after they read the subject line. You only have 2 seconds for that, by the way.
It's a good thing they got a filter on these. Sandy, when are you going to come back and bring more giggles to the show?
Whenever
I love you.
Want.
You are so caffeinated, girlfriend. All right, well, we're coming back. I want you back as soon as possible. We got to redesign that, whatever it was you said you were going to do. But, Sandy, if people want to avail themselves of your services, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can reach me at expressocc.com, and it's ExpressoCC. And for workshops, it's just emarketingseminars.com.
What was that?
Emarketingseminars.com.
For you goldfish, we're going to give it to you one more time.
Emarketingseminars.com.
Glub, glub, glub. We'll be right back after this short break. D, it's all yours. We're coming back. We're going to talk Miami real estate and what drives it with our guests from CCIM. Back after this.